Good performance, Ryan. You must be pleased with that.
Yeah, it was a alright performance, honestly. Can be a bit pleased with your own performance, but it's about the team getting the 3 points and obviously them got them a day. We knew what they were going to be like, sit back and try hitting the counter attack, and also had a couple of saves to make in the second half, but first half no, they had much to do and get a chance at the end to score the penalty and win the game. It was disappointing not to take it, but all we can do is bounce back and hopefully get the 3 points next Saturday.
Made a number of top saves. I mean, one in the first half as well looked a really good save.
Yeah, I think I didn't really do much about that, but I think it's just my reaction save in the end. But obviously, that's my job. I have to be there and make the saves. Obviously, we're going to have the majority of possession, and there's chances when we go and try to get the winner. I'm going to leave myself a bit shy at the back, but I'm there to do a job, and I've done that today, so pleased enough.
There's a couple.
I think it was just obviously we like to play it for the back, and maybe that wasn't the opportunity to do it. It was better just to clear it, but we got away with it in the end. So
do you think the second one was going in, the one that hit the post?
Aye, it was close. It was slow mo as well. Once it was slow motion, it was agonising to watch, but luckily it didn't go in. Then you think that wee bit of luck and we get the penalty at the end, that might be our day, but obviously not this Saturday, so hopefully kick on next Saturday.
Are you any good at taking penalties?
No. I won't go into too much detail about that, but obviously it's one of those things, man. Maybe it was Moff should have been stepping up. He's a penalty taker, but because he was confident enough to step up, but obviously last minute maybe it's time just to take the normal penalty taker, since because he's not taking it. But he knows himself, he's held his hands up as well. He's got his embryo in there, so yeah, it's one of these things.
You had that double save as well. I mean, you were quick after the one.
Yeah,
the guy was.
Because first of all, I think Bucky's got a good touch after the first save. Bucky's got a good touch, and then the second one as well just hits half me, basically. So just delighted to see it hit half me and go up the end. But yeah, it was not too good, not too bad.
Fantastic record you've got now here for the shutouts in every home league game.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's to do with the bringing in the Bucky and all. I think we've got a more solid back four. I think last year we had just the normal four and we couldn't really bring anybody in. I think we've got strength and depth this year and every one of them can step in and play well. So, yeah, we've been really solid. Bucky's came in, Stuart came in. Obviously, you've got a wee knock, and Lewis has been different class. And obviously, we've got Ross and Ryan. We've got a lot of strength and depth at the back, so that's how we look a more compact team at the back as well now. So, yeah, it's good for me.
Is that something you look for, a clean sheet record?
Yeah, I think initially, no really, it's obviously about 3 points getting it, but once you get a wee roll, then you want to take pride in keeping clean sheets. Obviously last year wasn't brilliant for keeping clean sheets, but I'll take that to being such a young defence we had, and obviously we've got another year's experience, and bringing somebody in like Bucky who's had a lot of experience, but has obviously helped us. But yeah, also we know if we keep a clean sheet, then we've got a better chance of winning the game, so yeah, we'll also take a lot of pride in that.
Yep. All right, cheers.